Section 4. You will hear a postgraduate psychology student presenting his investigation report to other students about a job satisfaction study. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Hello everyone. Today I would like to talk about an assignment that I did recently. The brief of my presentation was to analyse the methods used in a small survey about job satisfaction and then to put forward some suggestions for further research in a similar field. The correlation between differences in gender and differences in working hours and levels of job satisfaction among employees have been investigated in the study I conducted. For this reason, employees at a call centre have been interviewed by filling in a questionnaire about their work. Now I'll briefly introduce the summary of the study findings. One primary conclusion I've got is female full-time workers gain slightly higher levels of job satisfaction again than male ones. More interestingly, among all the female workers on a part-time basis reported somewhat higher levels of satisfaction than the full-time ones did. On the contrary, from the perspective of male employees, part-time male workers held slightly less job satisfaction than how much the full-time ones felt. Although it seemed these results sounded interesting and capable of explanation, perhaps the most crucial thing to mention here is that in statistical terms they were inconclusive. I was personally shocked at the fact that the results hadn't been more definite, because I would have predicted to see both men and women, as well as full and part-time workers, would go into various levels of satisfaction. Therefore, I should pay higher attention to the methodology applied by the researchers to figure out where problems may have arisen. So the next part of the presentation today is detailed aspects of what I found. First, it is probable that the sample size was too small, since the total number of workers who did the questionnaire in the survey was 223, which perhaps sounds quite a lot, but they had to be divided up into several subgroups. Also, between the separate subgroups, the numbers were unequal. For instance, in the full-time group there were 154 samples, but only 69 in the part-time group, and only 10 of them in the part-time group were male, compared to the rest of 59 who were female. In addition, although quite a large quantity of workers were interviewed in the survey, the response had been disappointingly low, with a couple of them just ignoring the invitation, and workers who did respond may have differed in important perspectives from those who didn't. Also, as the questionnaires had been posted to the call centre for distribution, the researchers had had minimal control over the conditions in which participants completed them. For example, their responses to questions may have caused the results to be biased. In the last part of my assignment, there were some possible suggestions made for a similar study, which attempts to remove the problems that I've just mentioned before. First, a target sample size should be much larger, and consideration should be taken to make sure equal numbers of both genders and both full-time and part-time workers are surveyed. Second, the researchers should recheck that they are present to administer the questionnaires to the workers themselves, and they should require the workers to complete the questionnaire under supervised conditions, so that the likelihood of the impacts from other colleagues is eliminated. Finally, as workers may be unwilling to mention the details of their job satisfaction when they're on work premises, it's critical that the researchers reassure them their responses will be kept confidential, and also that they have the right to withdraw from the study at any time, if they want to. In this case, it is possible that the responses to the questionnaires get increasing reliability, and any comparisons that are made are more valid. Well, that was a summary of my assignment. Does anyone have any questions?
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.